It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
FM 104's Select Irish with Max Kane.
Select Irish on FM 104. And every week we chat to an artist about the first gig they ever went to. This week I'm joined by Ian Brennan. Hello.
How are you, Max?
All good. So last night you had a fantastic sold out show at the Workman Cellar, which we will get into. But first, what is the first gig you ever went to?
First gig of memory I've ever been to. Was Stereophonics 2005 in the Point. From what I hear, it was Westlife. But I don't know how true that is. I might have been a little bit younger then. But the first memorable gig I was ever at was Stereophonics 2005, Language, Sex, Violence, Other Tour, Crossroad here, Point Depot.
Yeah.
Blew my mind. Just being like, how can three people on stage make this sound? And that voice, man. Oh, God. Yeah.
And what was it about them that you liked?
Just how three people can stand on a stage and make, I don't know, whatever it was, 8,000 people at the time go bananas.
Yeah.
It's just like, what? This is life. This is living. That's when you know that, well, this is what I want to do.
Yeah. And I'm guessing Westlife was a child.
I think, as far as I remember, my mom had two tickets. And she couldn't go for whatever reason. And so I went with one of my aunties or something like that in her place. And I just wasn't into it.
Do you have any recollection of Westlife?
No. I mean, I know. I like.
Oh, no, I mean of the night.
Yeah, of the night, yeah. Not really, no. I remember it was in, I want to say the RDS. But I don't really remember. I was literally 11, 10 at this point, like, you know, so.
I guess you were too young to.
Yeah, as I said, I've no real memory of it.
Yeah.
But then when I was 13, that Stereophonics gig was.
Blew your mind.
Oh my God, blew my mind. Yeah. And they've been probably my favourite band ever since. Like, them, Kings of Leon, Noel Gallagher would be my three.
Ah, was that gig kind of something that got you into music?
Yeah, well, we came from a musical family. My granddad played, I played, my uncles played. Pretty much most people in my family can sing. Whether they sing badly or goodly is another story, but most of them can sing. So yeah, it's pretty musical my whole life, you know. And I used to be mad at the football growing up. Still am mad at the football. But at the age of 12, I asked for a guitar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was that kind of like a weird thing for...
I've no idea why I asked for it. I just asked for a guitar. Because my uncles had one. I used to go up in to my uncle's room, my nanny's house, and I'd turn all the guitar out of tune just to annoy him. And then, and then I've seen the gig and I seen Kelly Jones on the stage playing his Gibson SG, and I went, oh my God, I need this, you know? And then I got an electric guitar and that was it then, yeah. Why I asked for it though, it was around the time of the gig. Or so it must have been the reason as to why.
Yeah, or there must have been something. I do think sometimes, like, it's genetic.
Oh, yeah, well, but that too, like, you know, it was, but funny enough, as far as I know, of all the grandkids, my cousin who's a barber now, he played a bit of bass. My other cousin who's a teacher now, he tried to play a little bit of drums, he couldn't really do it. And we formed our first band as three cousins, you know, and, we killed each other. Like, it was, as you say, we did like three gigs and five black eyes later, and we just had to split up, like, you know, because, yeah. I guess like that with family, though, doesn't it? Have you ever worked with your family? Yeah. Like,
no, yes. No, thank God.
Yeah, exactly, right? So when people say, I hope Oasis get back together and all, like, could you imagine how difficult that must be?
Yeah.
Or Kings of Leon, for example, three brothers and a cousin. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they do it.
And so when did you start kind of playing music more seriously?
I always played it seriously. As mad as that sounds, right? Because lots of my friends play, but yeah, they all just pick up and go play. I had never had that mentality. I'll be honest, I was atrocious in school. Like, I couldn't grasp skill whatsoever. It's not for me. And I don't think it's for everybody, to be honest with you. Like, you know, it's not for certain people. Couldn't grasp it. I just found it so hard to sit there and take things in. It wasn't for me. I used to write lyrics at the back of the class. I'm supposed to be writing postcards in Irish. I'd be writing lyrics at the back of the class, like.
Yeah.
And I remember one day the teacher come down and took the notebook off me. She read it and she went, that's actually pretty good. She gave it back to me. And, so music's always been serious to me. Like, it's never been something I didn't want to do for the rest of my life. Ever since I started, I knew it was something I wanted to do.
Wow. So then was it in your adult life, or was it when you were a teenager that you might have played your own first gig?
So we did our first gig as a band, would have been about when I was 15, 16. No, maybe earlier, wow. Maybe 14.
That's really young.
Oh, really young. And it was a Battle of the Bands gig that we did in a pub called Talca Rovers out where we live in Finglas. Just at Glasnevin there. So we did a Battle of the Bands there, and we didn't win, obviously, because we were awful. So that was the first kind of gig we did. And even I remember the lead up to that, I always remember just being stressful and just being, why is nobody taking this as serious as I'm taking it? And I'm the most easygoing, non-stressful person you'll ever meet in your life. But just whatever it is, I don't know. Yeah, I can't not take it seriously, like, you know.
I mean, something you say there is that you were crap. But you have to be crap for a while.
Oh, you have to be crap for a while. Absolutely. Yeah. You have to fall down so many times before you can, like, you have to make mistakes. You know what I mean? You have to go out and you have to write 15 terrible songs before you write one good song. You know?
And so over the years, up until last night, of course, are there any gigs that you performed that really stick out in your mind?
Yeah, I did a... plenty of them. I did a tour around Ireland supporting Mary Coughlin a couple of years ago, which was lovely. We did a show on Vicar Street, which was amazing. I did a gig in the Olympia supporting an Amy Winehouse tribute act. It was pretty much her band with a different girl singing Amy, who was phenomenal. Yeah. But to play in the Olympia was amazing. And there's a good story with that as well, because the night before that gig, Metallica were in the Olympia. And they were using it as a rehearsal. Now, wrap your head around this, right? Metallica using the Olympia as a rehearsal room for Slane Castle.
Man.
Like, isn't that insane, isn't it? Like, wrap your head around that. Like, so they had the Olympia. Say it was the Thursday night, and we did the gig on the Friday. I can't remember when it was. Say it was a Friday night, we did the gig. We went onto the stage, and all the set lists were still on the floor.
Oh, wow.
And
so
it was...
just robbed one.
Yeah, 100% I fleeced
one. Yeah.
And... I said, have it at home, actually, yeah. And we went upstairs, like the guitars were there. Like, the stuff was...
left?
Well, they were obviously going back the next day or something.
Oh, yeah.
To do another rehearsal or something, so they just kind of left. They obviously didn't know it was being used the following day or whatever like that. Now, don't get me wrong, 90% of it was gone. But when we went upstairs to the dressing room, there was still stuff, like, there was a leather jacket lying there. I'd say it cost a fortune, the leather jacket. But it was lying there. All their food and their cheese was there. Leftover cheese was there. Oh, yeah, it was crazy. Yeah.
Was there much of an instinct in your head to, like, nick something?
Oh, yeah, there was. Yeah, yeah. I took a set list. I regret nothing. Yeah, you're not going to take that. Then, a couple of more gigs. I did Damien Dempsey stands out. Damien Dempsey is.
Absolutely, he would.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He has become an. So I had never seen Damien Dempsey. I always liked his music, but I'd never seen him until I supported for him, right? So, and I always wanted to go every Christmas, but because I'm a full-time musician, trying to take a night off around Christmas is not going to happen.
Oh, yeah, right?
Yeah, it's not going to happen. So eventually when I did the tour with him and I got to see him, I was like, oh my God, have you ever seen Damo?
No, he's one of the ones that I want to see ASAP. Nice. Yeah.
It's like a cult. It's like a, yeah. It's amazing. It is amazing, honestly. So now I've seen him three times at Christmas, twice in the Ivy Gardens. I'm going again in the summer. So honestly, that was amazing. Declan O'Rourke, played at Declan O'Rourke, was amazing. Obviously, Aslan.
Of course. Christy, yeah.
Phenomenal. Being from Finglas and all, he was there. Gave me some amazing advice. Really helpful. Top guy.
What was the advice?
Well, so it's funny, me and Christy had the same singing teacher.
Mad.
Yeah, so I studied what's called bel canto. I'd sing for you today, but as you can hear, I'm choking with a head cold.
You had a mad night.
And a slight hangover. But next time. We had, the guy's name was Frank Merriman. So it's called the bel canto school of music. And Frank thought, Christy, myself, Sinead O'Connor, Pierce Brosnan for the Mamma Mia movie.
Wow.
Yeah, all these people, you know, and just a phenomenal experience.
Oh, wow.
Phenomenal experience, yeah.
So did Christy get you onto bel canto?
No, or? It was just coincidental.
Oh,
it was
coincidental. Okay.
I went in. There's two teachers, Edwin Williamson and Frank Merriman, and Edwin was an old family friend who I didn't really know until I started singing, you know. And then an uncle of mine said, well, my friend teaches this school of music, bel canto, such and such. Because you see, I did all this when I left the band, right? So when you leave the band and you become a solo artist, you realise, right, there's not a ball of noise I can hide behind anymore. Now yeah. I have to learn how to sing. So it was to take guitars that are turned up to 35 on the amp where you can't hear the vocal ever. And when you were younger and you were rocking out, didn't really care how the vocal sounded. It was all about just being looking good on the stage, wasn't it? So when you step out on the stage with an acoustic guitar and you're so isolated and you're so small, that big wall of noise is gone. You really have to learn how to sing.
And so that takes us through to last night,
yeah.
where you sold out the Workman Cellar.
Yeah, sold out, yeah. We sold it out yesterday on the day. Yeah, it was amazing. Amazing. My biggest show to date. And we've something bigger going to come in September, October.
Oh, which so, you can't mention yet?
Not just yet.
Not just yet.
What I can mention now, though, is if anyone's listening in London, we'll be in London on August 29th.
Oh, wow. Fantastic.
Yeah, we're doing a Dublin Castle in Camden. So
nice.
Yeah, it'd be nice. And we have a couple of more stuff to announce in between here and then. So, yeah, all good, man. All promising. We'll be taking time in the next couple of weeks, though. We'll be going into a studio, probably with the guy who produced the last record, Ray Traynor. He's amazing. Going with Ray in the next couple of weeks and do another single.
Lovely.
Yeah, so all looking good, man. Looking promising.
And, like, last night was incredible. I think, like, you can't get much better than Dublin as a place to perform in.
No, it's Dublin is such a... So I love travelling, right? And I love going to cities, city break, city getaway, right? And, like, we were in Rome last year. We've been to Stockholm many times. Berlin many times, but it just doesn't have what Dublin has. It doesn't have that, you know, the feeling when you walk down Grattan Street and you hear a busker and you're like,
yeah,
you know what
exactly.
I mean? And I don't know whether it's just because I'm Irish or, but there is something about, you know, especially at Christmas time, you walk down Grattan Street at Christmas time and there's buskers everywhere and it's just like lovely, you know?
Yeah. And there was a certain feeling last night. I was there at the gig and there was a certain feeling of like, support,
yeah,
and
it was an energy,
love,
it was,
and
yeah,
there was great energy.
Yeah.
And was your missus there?
My wife was there, yeah.
Ah, fantastic.
There, yeah.
What's that like, kind of having that kind of support?
It's brilliant. I mean, like, because if it's bad, she will tell me it's bad. She's not gonna be like my mom and say, oh, that was brilliant, son. That was the best gig you've done, yeah. She'd be like, listen, that was terrible. That needs to improve. So I'd be like, okay.
And you've got a 2-year-old as well.
I do, Isabel, yeah, my daughter, yeah.
Will you get her into music as well?
Oh,
or will you keep her well away?
I bought her a drum kit for Christmas.
Ah, gorgeous.
Yeah, I got her a drum kit. I regret buying the drum kit.
Well, yeah.
Because the noise is absolutely insane. I thought it would be fine. No, I don't. She loves it. She loves smacking away. I thought she'd be terrified, but no, she loves it, yeah. It's good.
Fab.
It's good, yeah. She just has to learn how to wrap cables now and start coming to gigs, and then that's it. We'll be laughing.
Listen, so where is the best place people can keep up to date with everything? Ian Brennan.
Yeah, Instagram, TikTok, my website, ianbrennan.com. You'll find me, IANNBRENNAN, just at the Ian Brennan, and you get me anywhere.
And obviously people should keep an eye out for whatever the hell this announcement
is. Yeah, in the coming weeks.
So keep an eye, August and September. Something is happening, but we can't say.
August, September, October. Probably September, but we'll see.
Ian Brennan, thank you very much for having
me. My pleasure, buddy. Thank you, Max. Thanks for having me.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Want truly hydrated skin? Meet Osea's body care breakthrough, Hyaluronic Body Serum. It's clinically proven to increase hydration by 161%. It's lightweight, fast-absorbing, and delivers 24 hours of hydration for silky smooth skin without any sticky afterfeel. Treat your skin to clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order with code SUMMER at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code SUMMER.